Yeah. What's good? This be the G Shaw Cypher. You officially on the Grind Live. You already know what we do on the Grind Live. We support anybody out there grinding. This time, you know me, I usually do an intro and I tell you my official words. If you see me, you see dope people. For this one, I just have the dope people right up with me right now. Anything else is uncivilized. We back at it. Shout out to the lady here, the artist, IZ. What's going on?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Listen, I appreciate you coming back, tuning in with us. I saw you with Tampa Mystic. You did the you did the live performance right there, Industry's Most Wanted. Talk to me about that experience. Like, I don't know if you did one of those before, but you know, in Industry's Most Wanted, talk about how that experience was for you.
Well, it was just really just like a pleasure meeting Miss Tampa. It was just amazing. She was so kind. The energy was just so, it was very raw and it was just so comforting, especially right. Like the interview. I felt like it was very natural. Like I felt like I was having like a conversation with like one of my friends at school. So it was definitely a good time. Even though like there wasn't a lot of people in the room when I did my little, when I did my performance, but there were some people, but I still just felt comfortable. So the, you know, the vibes were definitely there. Miss Tampa, she's amazing and great and so sweet. And yeah, I just had a fun time. So it was definitely great.
That's what it is. And Tampa already on here checking us out. She not playing. She making sure she support, you know what I mean? And she's always been a great supporter of On The Grind Live and everything we do. That's my business partner. So we support each other. Industry's Most Wanted. You get what I'm saying? So listen, you got a lot going on. You've been with us before. You get what I'm saying? What's new with IZ that we want to make sure the people, you know this time that they didn't know before?
Well, I did just release one of my new records called Pink Leaf. I'm very excited because I feel like this record in particular, I feel like the vibe is definitely really different. Right. I think that the thing about Pink Leaf, I think it's really different from my other songs because I feel like a lot of my other songs are very heavy rock or very like, you know, heavy guitar, just very, I guess I could say like emotional, maybe Grocery Store might be different, but I feel like with Pink Leaf, it's a very vibe song. It's a very like you in the car type of song. So I think that's one thing. And also just like, you know, in the future, working on new stuff, collaborating with new people. So, you know, yeah, a lot is going on. So, yeah.
So talk to me about the producer of this track. You know what I'm saying? I think his name is The Real Mappa. Am I saying that correctly? So talk to me about the producer. You know what I mean? Like, how did you get tuned in with this one for this track?
So it was actually really crazy because I was at this other studio the night prior and it was like 11 something. Like my mom was because like we were in Atlanta, and when we are in Atlanta we usually just like go to the studio and, you know, do whatever. And so I was just like, okay, I'm down. So we pulled up to the studio, you know, there's just a lot going on. I'm just sitting there, I'm just like, I'm with my mom in the corner, I'm just like, okay, like what's going on? And then this because Mappa, he's 15, he's like around the same age as me, he walks in. I'm like, who is this guy? I'm like, what's going on? You know, I knew that he was coming, but I didn't expect him to like pull up like this. So I'm like, oh, wait, what? He's a kid? So like, I'm like, he's like in the other, him and his mom is in the other corner. And then me and my mom are in the other corner. I'm just like, should I go talk to him? Like, I asked my mom, I was like, mom, can you go talk to him for me? She's like, girl, if you don't go over there. So I'm like, okay. So I originally for Pink Leaf, I had made like a beat and I made like a little snippet or kind of like demo of the song. Right. But I knew that I wanted a kind of like a different vibe for it than the beat that I made. So I showed him the beat and I was like, hey, do you have something like this? And literally automatically he was just like, yeah, opened his computer, started typing. I was like, oh, okay, wait, oh, okay, yeah. And yeah. He gave me like a bunch of beats and I was like, okay, like I guess like I'm going to have these beats and I guess I can just record it when I get back to LA, which is like in 2 more days. Nope. They said, hey, we're going to meet you in the studio tomorrow. It was already 12. So I was just like, oh, okay. Yeah. So we're going. So you mean I have like literally like 3 hours to write a song and then like produce? Okay, period. So literally like that night I was writing this song, and I think what made it easier is because I already had the chorus for the song. I wanted to use the chorus that I had on my original song and right. I used it and I just had to like kind of make two verses. But it was really funny because like my mom, she kept telling me, Zaire, go to sleep. Izzy, go to sleep. I'm like, girl, I can't go to sleep. I got to write this song. We got to go to the studio in like 2 hours. And you know, yeah, eventually like we wrote the song. Him and his mom came to the studio. The vibes were definitely there. And we made Pink Leaf, and it's absolutely amazing, and I love it. So yeah, he's so talented for sure.
Right. So when he typed in the beat or you know, got in the computer and typed in the beat, was the beat that you selected to do the song the very first one that he pulled up, or did you have to go through a couple before you feel like you had the right one?
It was funny because like the first beat that I was looking for was the beat that I thought that I was going to use for the song, because he gave me I think about 10-11 beats, right. And yeah, like even his mom was like, oh yeah, she's probably going to use that beat. Yeah, and me too. But I don't know, it's just that night when I heard the beat that we use for the song now, it just like popped out for me. It popped out for me more. I feel like the beat that I originally was going to use that he gave me, it was amazing, but I felt like it didn't match the vibe. It was a little bit more like mellow toned and more darker. And I feel like this beat's more like poppy, hyper pop, and very more like colorful. So
right.
I'm definitely happy that my mind changed, because yeah, but all the beats were amazing for sure.
No, I feel you. You get what I'm saying? I think it's good to connect with producers, especially when they're there in the studio with you, because then y'all can kind of build and take the song to different heights and really get it right when you got the producer in there with you. So, you know, how long did it take to physically record the song?
I think it took like about 4 hours.
Right.
Because like I really wanted this song to be perfect, because I truly love this song. And it was like really funny because like the engineer that I didn't, because I usually work with Choi Radio.
Right,
he's amazing. I usually work with him in LA, but you know, I was in Atlanta, so I have to like, you know, work with different engineers. It was totally fine. But I could tell that he was getting a little bit annoyed with me, because I kept like, because every time like I would do something, I kept like saying, can I redo it? Can I redo it? And every time I'd be like, oh, can I redo it? He would huff and puff. He'd be like, again. And I'd be like, yeah, I'm so sorry. So yeah. No, it definitely took like 5 to 4 hours. But no, yeah, it wasn't that long, because usually it takes like a whole day.
But yeah. You know what? You know, I'm an artist too, and I like to perfect my music. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? I like to make sure, you know, with me, I record at home now and then send it out to engineers, but when I'm in the studio, like I really gotta, by the time I get to the studio, I've practiced so much that I figured I already got it down packed. But I like to really perfect my music. Are you a real perfectionist when it comes to your songs, or you get what I'm saying? Like for me, I will write a song, I can lay it down, I listen to it, and I'll be like, man, listen, I need to go back and change this word right here and change this. Like, you find yourself doing that a lot on your songs?
Definitely. I don't even think there's ever one time to where like I'll have like, because like, of course, like, you know, before I go to the studio, I'll make sure I have my song written, you know, and all the verse and stuff like that. But I feel like every time I go to the studio to record a song, I always change something, because it's just like, right. When you're in the moment, you feel it and you're just like, okay, like maybe this sounds better than this, you know. Right. But no, yeah, definitely we have to be, you know, it's our craft, it's our music, we have to keep it sacred. So no, yeah, for sure, same.
Yeah, it's definitely important. It's definitely important. So since you've been doing this music so far, I mean, you had Grocery Store the last time we talked. You got Pink Leaf now. You know, is there specific vibes that you're looking to accomplish, you know, I mean, looking to create as you build your catalog, maybe build another album, I mean, a project and things like that? Are you going a certain direction, or are you really figuring it out as the beat, you know, comes to you?
I think
shout out to the family.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
It's all okay.
I think I'm still figuring it out, because I feel like a lot of times, like, I do like doing rock and pop music, and I still try to incorporate those elements when I do make a song. But then I also feel like I also feel like I like going different routes, you know, like I like to do what feels right. But no, yeah, like to me, it's just like, I'm not very picky. When I'm picky about the beat, if the beat isn't good, then if not good, but if the beat isn't something that I vibe with, then I'm not going to write to it. But no matter like what type of genre the beat is, if I like it, then I like it. You know what I mean? Right. So it's like, I guess I'm still trying to figure it out, but I do know that like, pop and rock and songs like Pink Leaf and Grocery Store are songs that I do want to continue to produce in the future. But I, you know, you never know with me. I might pull up country. I don't know.
You know what though? You know what though is dope? You know what I started doing lately? Mm-hmm. Even if I might not be ecstatic about the beat, if I feel like I can make it work, I'm gonna write to it. Mm. Right. So if you hit a beat the very first time and you're like, yeah, I think I could do something to it, but you know, I don't know if I really want to mess with it. Write to it anyway. Why? Because sometimes it might take the artist to make something or build or create something for that beat to be, for it to be as good as, you know, for it to really come together and really make it what it is. You get what I'm saying? So I even started writing the beats I really don't like, just to see if I can make it work. I'm really just like challenging myself. So it's nothing wrong with challenging yourself. You know what I mean? When you hear those beats, of course, the ones you really like, you probably gonna get to it real quick. You get what I'm saying? Like it's gonna tell you the type of song to write, you know, put you in the vibe and things like that. But if you get one of those iffy beats, try that one time. See what that happens. See what that does. Because sometimes you might come out with a song that you like, and you know what? You know, I wrote it to this beat, but this actually sounds dope on this beat. And you might have never written a song if you didn't have that original beat, right? So yeah, it's kind of one of those things that I think you know what I mean, can definitely try. So you was in Atlanta, you know, not too long ago. You was with Tampa Mystic. What else was going on in Atlanta that Izzy had to make sure she pulled up?
I also had to do, not only did I, you know, have to do an interview and performance for the amazing Miss Tampa, I also had to, I did another interview and I think performance for, I think the Real Plug, I believe, which he was very nice, very awesome. So that was a fun thing to do. And I also went bowling. I don't know. It has nothing to do with music, but I've never been bowling in Atlanta before. So that was cool. And they had like a little like strip where they had different like small businesses, which was like amazing to see. So that was pretty fun. I wasn't there for too long, so I didn't get to do too much,
it's all good. Look at it like this. Every experience, anything that you do, every experience that you have is a potential song, right? So one day you might end up doing a song where you talking about you was bowling in Atlanta. You're not necessarily saying it like that, but it might just be, you know, appropriate for the song. Musically, let me ask you this question. You know, as you've been spending time in the music business and you've been doing these songs and you're mixing, you know, between genres and really really figuring out what lanes you want to be in and really how to perfect your music. If there's anything that you can change about the music business today, what do you feel like that would be?
I feel like a lot of songs, they don't have to, like, I feel like they don't have to, like, be so, how do I explain it? Be so, like, because, okay, I'm, you know, I have times, you know, where I'm with my friends and, like, I'll listen to, like, songs, you know, like, you know, the Sexy Reds and stuff like that. I feel like songs don't always have to be over sexual to be good. I feel like in this day and age, I feel like there's a lot of songs like that. And like, I feel like that's what a lot of like the kids are listening to right now. And I'm not alone. I'm one of the kids, but I also feel like I also love songs where it's like, that's just like, it's still fun and it's still enjoyable and you can still, you know, get down to it, but it's like, there's still like a good message where like a very like, you know, calm and message that's not always like, you know? So I think that's what I want to change. Cause I know my music, it's, you know, not all the time is there a message, but it doesn't always have to be so like, you know, over-sexualizing yourself and stuff like that. So I think that's something that hopefully that I will maintain when growing and stuff like that, and that people will appreciate. So yeah,
definitely. Sure. Shout out to Organic Truth TV on here supporting you, Pink Leaf. Talking about, listen, what's this next one? He said, Organic Truth said, let me make sure I put that up there. We are waiting on some merch, Izzy. What's going on with the merch? You got merch coming? Let's talk about it.
Yes. So basically I made this character called Giggy, which is like kind of like my mascot for the merch or like different merchandise that I'm going to be making, hopefully, to sell. We're still working on like designs. Of course, we already produce some shirts, but we want to kind of like rebrand it in a way and remake it. So it's definitely coming soon. But no, yeah, it's coming soon. So get excited Giggy. For that.
I like that name. I like that name. You know what I'm saying? I definitely like that. I'll definitely look forward to seeing that. Is you know, going into different lanes, like, is there anything else that you know, this is the clothing brand that's really going to be part of, I guess, from a music perspective, that's what you're tuning into. But is there anything else that you said, okay, you know, once I establish this here, I want to go do this next? Like, what else is out there that piques your interest?
One thing that I really want to do, I really want to go into like acting and stuff like that. I also want to go into like maybe hopefully like being a producer or just co-producer of like a movie or a writer, you know, for movies and TV shows like that, or maybe like write my own book. Kind of in that lane. And I also like drawing. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe draw an art piece. I don't know, put it in an art show. I don't know, you know, just little side quests, different things that I just
I mean, acting, you know, is dope. Drawing is dope. Do you draw often? Like, is that something that, you know, like you feel like you a professional, you know, draw, you can draw characters. Did the Giggy characters, is that something that you like, something that you drew yourself? Oh, that's dope. That's dope. Like I would love to be able to have that, I have that talent to draw. I got all kinds of stuff up here, but I can't ever put it on paper. I gotta tell people, like, this is what I want here. Put this here, and then it takes us like 3-4 days to get it the way I was envisioning. So, think about it. Like, maybe you can help me. Maybe that's something that you can also do on the side for other people, right? And then they pay you for it, and you utilize that for your music. I don't know. I'm just putting stuff out there for you, but I like that name, Giggy. You get what I'm saying? Performance wise, like, do you know, when was the last time, you know, you performed in front of an audience? And are you looking to perform, you know, in front of more audiences in the future? Do you got anything planned?
So I just had a performance at the Passion Fruit Festival, I believe, last week on Sunday, I believe. April, it was April 7th, which is really fun. I always like performances. It's really bittersweet because I remember I've never been like, I love performing like in front of my family. Like, you know, when you could go to the family cookouts and you're like, oh girl, go sing. Right. And you're like, yeah, but I never liked performing in front of like a bunch of people. So I feel like I've grown to like it because, you know, you can always like, it's kind of like practice, you know, for like the big performances. Like, you always like utilize the small moments. For me, it's always just like, okay, I go up there. If I mess up, okay, I'll just work on what I did and don't do it next time. You know, it's just practice for me. So it was really fun. But yeah. Yeah, I always love performing. Yeah,
definitely. You talked about how your mom was in the studio with you. You know what I mean? Obviously, she's traveling with you, things like that, you know. Age-wise, but really from a music perspective, I think she's supporting, you know, your music career as well, right? So talk to me about how, you know, me, I'm gonna call her Mama Ozzy. How Mama Ozzy, you know, has been so supportive when it comes to your music.
I just when I first wanted to do it, they've always been supportive. Even when I was young, when, you know, I loved music, but, you know, I didn't know if it was something I wanted to do or it's just something that I liked, that I loved doing. They always have been supportive of me, my mom and my dad. And even though there'll be times where, like, my mom, she'll get so irritated with me because she's like, Sayera, like, you need to do this, you need to do that. But she'll still support me and she'll still, like, keep going on these trips. And, you know, even when I get in my own head and, you know, I doubt myself, she's always, you know, the main one believing in me. So I think I appreciate that so much. And, you know, all the time and money that she puts into me, even when I start acting up a little bit. But well,
it's just the growing pains of it. You get what I'm saying? It's the growing pains of it. Yeah. You know, Mother's Day is coming soon. So make sure you hook moms up. You know what I mean? Make sure, you know, let mama's, you know, Mother's Day is coming real soon. You know, I had to put that out there. Mama Ozzy, I'm helping you out. You know what I'm saying? so, you know, when you when you deliver music to the masses, right? And I'm talking about whether the masses be, you know, whether the masses be a small group, whether it be, you know, just your family members, or whether it be opportunity to perform in front of a large audience, what do you want them to feel out of the music that you deliver to them once you finish performing? Like, what do you want to make sure you've accomplished in those performances to those crowds?
Truly, like, I really wanted to feel like unreal. You know how, like, when you listen to a song or you go to a concert and you just feel like, did that actually happen? You know, I really want that. That's how I wanted to feel, like a fantasy, right? Because that's how music makes me feel. And that's what I want to give to other people. I hope that, like, when I do perform in front of people or people do listen to my music, that it takes them to another world, right? You know, or just makes them feel good. I think that's, I believe I said before, like, music is a very spiritual thing, and it can either give you like negative energy or good energy. And I hope that it gives people good energy. Right. So
no, yeah. Definitely. How long have you been doing music professionally, like taking it serious?
For about four years.
Okay, so if you can go back and have a conversation 4 years back, right? So if you can go talk to yourself 4 years in the past, to the person, to the IZ that's going to start this professionally for the first time, knowing that you've been through this for 4 years already, what would that conversation be like to the person, to the IZ that's getting ready to start? Like, what would you tell them to make sure that they know that, you know, that this, it's going to be good, and we're going to take it to the next level, and we're just going to experience things? Like, what kind of conversation would you have with them?
I think first off, I would be like, girl, pick up that guitar and take it a little bit seriously, you know, so you can get that guitar going. And second, I think I would say that, you know, don't let what's happening now affect how the future is going to be. Because I feel like a lot of the times back when I was younger, I would always like compare myself to like other, you know, upcoming young artists that, you know, are getting big. And I always be like, oh, why can't that be me? But I think that now I have to realize that, like, you know, everyone's on their own journey and everyone's time will come. Right. And I think that's also helped motivate me to, you know, keep going and to keep practicing and just, you know, just wait for my time. So
I asked you this question before, and it, you know, on the last time we had a conversation, and I want to see if it changed. Right. So right now, you know, since you've been through, you know, since you went from, you know, last time we talked about grocery store, now we talking about Pink Leaf and the things that you experienced so far from the time that we talked to now, have you felt like you learned anything? Have you learned anything different, you know, that you might have, or you know, what do you feel like you've learned, or the biggest lesson you've learned so far, at least since the last time? You know, at least from song to song, like, what do you feel like it was the biggest lesson so far? Has anything changed for you lately that you maybe might not have, you know, thought about in the past? You know, obviously it's not that long, but experiences, you know, changes minds sometimes. So is there anything else that you've learned that you want to now make sure you apply?
I think experiment. I feel like with Pink Leaf compared to grocery store, I feel like when I made grocery store, of course, like, it's, you know, like everyone says, it's a very different song, it's a very different sound. But I also think with grocery store, I tried to stick with like what everyone was saying that I am. Because everyone, people listen to my music, they're always like, okay, it's different. It has like this rock sound and stuff like that. That's when I made grocery store, I tried to keep that in mind so I could kind of like maintain like a certain audience. But I feel like one thing with Pink Leaf, I feel like because like I experimented with it a little bit, like the way that I was saying my words and the way the song is like even structured, I think it like allowed me to kind of open my horizon. And I think that's something that I'm definitely gonna keep doing when I make prior songs. So that for sure, definitely, like,
yeah that's dope. Truth got a question for you. What is your biggest fear about the industry, if any fear at all?
I think the only fear that I really have is just being around the wrong people at the wrong time. Because I feel like that happens to like a lot of artists where they're around like a certain, you know, certain people and they go down the wrong kind of hole and they end up just crazy. Right, so right. Hopefully I think I'll be all right. I have a lot of good people around me and a lot of good energy, so I think I'll be
yeah
okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you go through this industry, you'll find some bad seeds, right? Some people that, you know, might pose to be something good, in reality turn out something bad. What you probably realize is the more successful you get, the more, you know, the devil and so on and so forth will try to, you know, interfere with your progress, right? So as long as you, like you said, keep those right people behind you. I know Mama Izzy got you locked, you know, got you covered. So, you know what I'm saying? But anybody else that's really making sure that you stay on, you know, that you stay on the right, straight and narrow, I think you'd be good. So should we see a video coming soon for Pink Leaf? Like, what we doing with that? I want to see the visuals.
Definitely, for sure. We're definitely working on a video. Right now, we have a few visuals. We have a few lyric videos out right now, but a video is definitely coming soon. It has to. Definitely.
Listen, we need to get you in the Grind Report. Get with Tampa Mystic. We got a, you know, magazine. We just released one for the month of April. We got one coming for the month of June. Get with Tampa Mystic. Get you in the Grind Report. It's a magazine that we have out. Make, you know, is I definitely think, you know what I mean, you been grinding, been doing your thing for a long time. Speaking of grind, and we're gonna ask this question in the magazine, we're gonna ask this question now. Like, what is your definition of grind right now?
I think just doing anything, like doing anything, any opportunity that is presented to you, just right. Take it. Like, don't even think about it. Just take it. If you're like, oh, I don't know, just right. Do it. That's how you grind. That's how you get places. That's how you get where you need to go. If you think about how and why, then for certain opportunities, you might not ever get them again. So I think it's just important to just do it.
Yeah.
Like Nike said.
Definitely. So. Just do it. Just do it like Nike said. Let me make sure. Let me get all these people up here. Tampa Mystic, she got something. She's a superstar. Her mom is awesome. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, let's go. What's next? Who else? Yes, my famous superstar. You are so dope. So dope. Who's SU? Is that Mama Izzy? Who's that?
I don't think so. I think that might be. I'm not sure, but thank you.
It's all good. Listen, I appreciate everybody that's tuning in. And showing support. This is at my niece. She said my niece. So everybody. Oh, look, Shannon. You see it?
Hi.
She popped up.
Yeah, that's my auntie.
yeah. Shout out to your family, man. Listen, you got some big supporters internally. There's not, you know, from an artist perspective, you really don't get as much support, you know, from your family that you would do, you know, as an artist these days. And the fact that you do have the support that you do, is important. So shout out to your family and everybody that's been, you know, supporting you and pushing you in this music business. What else you want to tell the people? What else you want to let everybody know about Izzy and what we got going on?
Well, keep streaming Pink Leaf because it's the song. It's it. And just like, you know, keep watching out for my other music too. Which is coming out very, very, very soon. And also the music video, which is coming out really soon. And just, you know, follow my Instagram Izzy Official and my YouTube Izzy and my TikTok Izzy Official. So yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got Izzy's Instagram up floating right now at the bottom. You get what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure y'all know how to get to her, you know. So, you know, she's at, you know, at Izzy Official on Instagram. Pink Leaf right now is on all digital platforms. It's right now. I'm trying to pull it up on Spotify as we speak. But it's on there and it's doing numbers and people are paying attention to it and people are really, you know, focused on the track and things like that. Make sure y'all go support her. You get what I'm saying? Definitely go support her. I believe we got that in rotation on Power 107.6 The Truth right now. So if y'all don't know what that is, that's our radio station. You get what I'm saying? You know, here I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. Power 107.6 The Truth or Power 107.6thetruth.com. Go on there, check it out. Make sure you listen. You know, you'll hear that song. Shout out to the Hype 87.3 with Tampa Mystic is on there too. We just making sure we supporting and suspending these records and making sure that they got their business right and they getting the streams and all that. You know what I'm saying? So any shout outs you want to give to the people? Oh, Shannon was like, Pink Leaf is really hot. That's what she said. Let me put that up there so you can see that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I did hear Pink Leaf. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm having trouble with my Spotify, or else I would be playing it right now. But, you know, she said it's really hot. And then, you know, always supportive. Organic Truth said, we are watching you for sure. You are up next. That's what I love. Love to see the people supporting. You get what I'm saying? Matter of fact, shout out to all y'all, because I see there's more people watching and they ain't typing. That's fine. I know you here. We appreciate it. You get what I'm saying? And we streaming on multiple platforms. So if you miss this, right? If you miss this pro, you know, the full interview, if you on YouTube, you can hit replay because we'll be doing it live. If not, the audio will be on Spotify soon. So you can go to Spotify, hit IZ again through On The Grind Live. Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, all that good stuff. But any shout outs you want to give to the people?
Just shout out to everyone watching and everyone who's commenting right now. I appreciate it. Shout out to On The Grind. You guys, this is eating down. I love it. Yeah. And, you know, shout out to my family, my mom, and yeah, just everyone who's streaming Pink Leaf right now. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Stream that record. Stop playing. I did hear the song. It's a dope song. And like I said, I'm trying to get it up, but it's not, I see it, but it's not playing. So it's my Spotify. It's not you. So we good. Other than that, yo, shout out to everybody. We appreciate y'all tuning in on The Grind Live. Make sure you go follow on Instagram. I realized I was not following, so I hit that follow button. We are following you right now. And we going to continue to support. Get up with Tampa Mystic. Let's get in The Grind Report. All right. We'll talk to you later. I appreciate you, IZ. Keep grinding. Keep doing what you're doing. Shout out to the people on here on The Grind Live, Shaw Cypher, IZ. Let's get it.